Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Singing Flat with Sally B. Where singers become artists.
Get yourself a voice, girl.
What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Voice Coach Sally B, and thank you for tuning in to Singing Flat on WVMP. And welcome to my very first official broadcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. Today, we're going to put a couple of singers in a hot seat during our Singing Flat segment. If you're a singer, you might want to stick around for that so you can learn how to get those notes right. And as always, you can count on Sally B to bring you the best unknown unsigned artists in America. We'll close out our show with a listening party. We'll find them, you sign them. But first, she's the voice behind legendary R&B group DeBarge, whose hits have been sampled by artists such as Tupac, Blackstreet, Rihanna, Mary J., Mariah Carey, Omarion, the notorious B.I.G., and many, many others. But after a deadly downward spiral of drug addiction, Bunny DeBarge is back with a new book, new music, and a brand new message. Listening to A Dream by U.S. gold and platinum selling artist DeBarge. And now I'll share my exclusive telephone interview with R&B royalty herself, Bunny DeBarge.
Bunny, how are you today?
Hey, what's up? I'm fine, girl. You got me in the middle of cooking, but it's okay. It's all good.
I had a pots and pans clackety clacking in the background.
That's right. We got it. A girl got to do what a girl got to do.
I know that's right. I'm so excited to have you on the show. You know, I've been a fan of you guys since the very beginning. Well, not the very beginning because I'm a little younger, but I've been with you guys all through the 80s.
Okay. Telling your age, aren't you? Yes. Well, thank you. I'm honored.
Oh, well, the pleasure's all mine. Our program targets artists who would like to be on the level that you all were. It's been over 20 years since you recorded music as DeBarge. What's life like today, and how are you?
I'm doing really good. I'm doing better than I've done in years. I'm very happy today. What was life like with DeBarge? Well, with family. So coming up as children, it was great. All we had was one another and our music. So, you know, it was kind of hard after the group broke up for me to work with anybody else because I never worked with anybody but my family. It just came natural for us, Sally. I didn't know that people couldn't sing. I didn't know it was a gift when I was younger. I thought everybody could sing. I was shocked when I found out, you know, especially harmony, because it's a gift to do harmony parts because a lot of people are just lead singers.
Right. How did it end up where, and I know this is a little off track, but how did it end up where Elle DeBarge ended up being the lead singer? I'm just wondering how those decisions were made back then.
Well, Elle was actually the lead as far as musically it went because Elle was the keyboard player, and it's kind of noted, okay, the keyboard player is the head, he's the bottom line of it. But Elle has a pinched vocal cord. His voice wasn't as strong as anyone else's. but Al could hear all the parts. He could play the parts on the keyboard. But I guess Motown was the one that made Al the lead singer, actually. And we didn't have a problem with that because that's how we, you know, we did at home. His songs were the ones that, you know, Al and my songs together were the ones that really made it. A lot of people don't know that I wrote the songs along with Al, and I don't think any of us have made it past that mark that alone that we did when we were together. You know, it's the magic, a little bit of Randy, a little bit of Bunny, a little bit of Al, and Al being the bottom line. I think that if we had it started out with Bobby actually in the group, Bobby would have probably been the lead singer.
Right. Yeah, you all looked beautiful, and your voices were amazing. And, boy, the range. Boy, those false notes. It's just so amazing. And even with you on A Dream, I use your song as a vocal exercise sometimes, to tell you the truth.
Do you?
Oh, yes, I do. I sure do.
You know, same with Bobby. I'll go to his songs and use them as vocal exercises
right.
as well.
They're very good exercises because you're going all the way to the top and all the way down. And and it feels good doing it because it's feel good music, so it's not like a regular vocal exercise. You're actually singing something that you love, you know?
Right.
Well, the fact that you are here today after enduring so many hardships, you know, I mean, you and the DeBarge family have experienced a spectacular rise to the top of R&B music royalty, and then you experienced a dramatic fall from grace, and then finally today, here you are with reemerging careers, you know, and
right.
and as many of us, you know, enjoyed your music back then, you know, when you were performing songs, or I remember the music video Rhythm of the Night, which was one of my favorites, you know, it didn't appear that there was anything going on or anything that was, you know, odd or wrong behind the scenes, you know, and now we know otherwise. And how were you able to hide that?
I think, actually, Sally, DeBarge, that was all we had, was our music. We started off very early singing. My mom started us out singing in the church. When we had problems and there were things going on in the other room with mom and dad, we were there doing little, making up little harmony parts, and it always gave us comfort to sing. So I think when we're singing, when we're on stage or when we're recording, that is the happiest that we could get other than our relationship with God. So that's why we're able to be happy then, because we're doing something that comes natural and something that gives us comfort.
Right, right. And for those people, but especially those young music artists entering music business today, what would you like to share about your journey that will inspire them to stay on the right path, you know, once they get out there and they're living inside of a fishbowl, you know, that can do a lot of things to a person that's just not prepared for that. What would you recommend?
First off, keep a relationship with God, because he is the one with divine wisdom, and you're going to need that wisdom as you go, because you don't know there's wolves out there in sheep's clothing. DeBarge started out not knowing anything, and we didn't know for the longest, you know, about publishing and all that, and gave all our publishing away. There's ways to learn today on the internet and all that. But if you keep a relationship with God and daily ask God for his wisdom, you'll be all right. And I had to learn that the hard way.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, while we're on the subject, tell us about your book, The Kept Ones, and where can we find it?
You can find The Kept Ones on my website. I have a website, www.bunny-debarge.com. Someone took my name, Bunny DeBarge, so we have to put that dash in there. So if you go to Bunny DeBarge, you're not going to find me. Bunny-DeBarge.com. You can find the book. There's a write-up about it. You can also find my single on there. And it's called Walking It Out with Bunny DeBarge. I'm updating it, so you'll get some blogs of what's going on with me today.
Wonderful. You know, it's funny. You said when you pull up the website, it's going to be Bunny-DeBarge.
That's right.
Did they give you that? Did they say that because there's a whole lot of other Bunny DeBarges around?
Someone else, I have to buy that name back. Actually, someone, I guess that's what they do today. And this is a whole new world for me, this social media stuff. But I'm learning, hey, and I'm getting it good. So don't count me out.
Right.
But anyway, I couldn't use the name Bunny DeBart because someone else had bought that name, and I guess they do stuff like that.
Couldn't use your own name.
Sally, I have to. Like, that's my name. Okay. But anyway, there's only one Bunny DeBarge. Now, there might be a lot of bunnies
right
out there, but there's only one Bunny DeBarge.
And I got her right here on WBMP. Yeah.
All right.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break, but keep it locked. Because when we get back, we're going to find out how Bunny DeBarge really feels about R&B diva Mary J. Blige. You're listening to Singing Flat with Sally B on WVMP Blog Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Voice lessons, coaching, performance prep, audition prep, artist development. Serving signed and unsigned artists seeking a career in the music biz. Singing Flat, we can even help you with that. Available live and in person or online from around the world. For a free consultation, contact your voice coach at www.vocalsmusic.com.
In the mix.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
It's what up, this is Jay-Z.
This is Jennifer Lopez.
What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Nokio, the entity, a.k.a. Tamir Ruffin, from Drew Hill, Black Angle Down, and a bunch of records as well. Right now, you locked in to Singing Flat with Sally B on Blog Talk Radio. Keep it locked right now.
Okay, let me. You're gonna make me crack up laughing. I'm supposed to be doing an interview. Okay, now I'm getting my serious face. Now, Bunny, like other teenage girls in the '80s, I too had posters of you and your siblings decorating my wall. Big posters of all of you, and Elle and Chico were my favorites. Hey, Elle, if you listen.
Hi, Chica.
I had the biggest crush on those two, right up there next to my picture of Prince and Michael Jackson. What are they up to these days?
Elle still, he's traveling, singing our songs. Chico is also traveling, doing his songs. Every once in a while, they come together. But I think that's going to be a part of, always be a part of our lives. And my dream is one day for us to all come back together again as a family and do a reunion.
Oh, yes. It's funny that you brought that up because that was going to be my next question. I was going to ask you, is there going to be a reunion in the works?
That's my dream. And God gives us the desires of our hearts. And that's something that I can see. You have to actually see it, and I see it. I see us on stage. I see us singing because that's when we're the happiest. Nothing like looking over at Al while he's playing and rooting him on, and the same with me, and just being behind one another. It just comes natural for us, and we haven't done that in years.
Wow. Well, I will be waiting for that because I know it will happen. When God's ready for it to happen, it's going to happen.
Right.
And I can't wait. I'm getting excited about it. Just the thought of you guys doing those songs.
Yes, and I want the next generation. You know, we have children and grandchildren, and they are very talented as well. And it's just something that we need to do is to pass the torch down to the next generation, and they need to see us get through.
You know, everybody has a Lifetime movie out these days. Aaliyah had one. People didn't say such nice things about that. And then Whitney Houston just had one. And could you guys see your life playing out in a Lifetime movie, do you think?
Yes, that's happening right now. I forgot about that, yes. The book is being shopped. It's a screenplay. It's being shopped. And we have a couple of people that are interested in doing the movie. This will bring out work for my brothers and I, and also for the next generation. I'm very excited about that. And also, there's a reality show coming up for Bunny DeBarge. Not sure if I'm going to take it, but it's there.
Wow, right. Well, if you guys do a reality show, just keep my number handy, and I'll be the friend that just pops in from time to time on the show.
I know, right? I'll make sure I call you and tell you about the macaroni I'm making, you know?
Yes, yes, most definitely, most definitely. Your songs have been put in as many samples as, like, James Brown's songs, you know, and other legendary entertainers. Yes, I pulled it up yesterday. It's like a long, long list, you know?
Yes.
But what I'd like to know is, what does it feel like to hear your music sampled on the tracks of other artists?
I am so excited whenever I hear them. Some of them I haven't heard. I went to look myself, and I was shocked. I was surprised. I think God has left our music out there for this day, actually. Dream probably is the most, the song of Dream is probably the most the sampled song. It was before Mary J. Blige even did it. I was saying, Mary J. Blige needs to do a Dream. And the next thing I knew, she was doing a Dream. I didn't talk to her, but I was like, yeah, that's a dream come true, because she was out there at the time, really big artist. And I felt that Dream should be taken to the next generation. And then going and seeing it on YouTube, they were kind of like comparing us. And the newer generation was like, oh, I like Mary J. Blige. And, you know, they not knowing that I was really the writer of that song. Actually, I was just honored that she respected the one that paved the way for her, you know. We both respect one another. So that's what counts.
Out of all of the ones that you've heard, do you have a favorite? Like, one of my favorites was the one where with Blackstreet did one. I think they were singing Don't Leave Me.
That's right.
Yeah.
My favorite of a dream, I would probably say that one as well. I like Mary J. Blige's, the way she sings a dream, but I'm a little prejudiced. I think that the artist, the one that wrote it, is the one that sings it from their heart. And I think that I sung that song from my heart. I wrote it for me. And so I patted it around the way I sing.
You got my vote. Your version is the one that I like to sing. Oh, yes. Lord, honey.
Thank you. But I don't try to compare them or not. I'm just honored that she did it. And I think Blackstreet's song is the one that I like the best. I kind of like I Ain't Mad At You as well. I ain't mad at you. That one's, when we do our show, I kind of like add that in. I add the Tupac version as well as Don't Leave Me, Girl.
Bunny, are you telling me that you rap?
Oh, yeah, girl. No, I'm just playing. No, I don't rap. I just speak the word of God. But no, in my show, actually, when we go out and we do it, when I sing a dream, I add in I Ain't Mad At You and Don't Leave Me, Girl. I think it's the honor that they kept our songs to this day, you know.
And for the record, I'm saying this to my listeners. My personal preference is the Bunny DeBarge version of a dream, but I do love me some Mary J. But on that particular song, this is my preference.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say that their baby was born on that song, or you know, actually, when I wrote that song, it was for you women. For us women, let's say that, because I think that every girl has a dream of being with somebody maybe she shouldn't be with, or somebody that, you know, whatever. And so I kind of like went from that concept of it was a fantasy that we wished was reality. And
Well, I had the pleasure of hearing also your latest song, God Is Good, and it's an awesome song. And Bunny, you still got it. You know, and it really touched my spirit. Yes, you're so welcome. It really touched my spirit to hear you singing that song, because you sounded flawless. And I noticed you I noticed you've transitioned to the Christian gospel music. How did this project come together? And were you also the writer of that song?
I came back home, actually. Once they transitioned, I just came home where I belong, and back to my roots. So I'm actually just singing my testimony where I am today, and God didn't have to do it, but he did, Sally. And I've been through a whole lot. A lot of people didn't come through, and I'm here today to talk about it, so I'm grateful for God's grace and for his mercies that are new every day. And the Lord has kept me for this day, and I promised him that I would speak his word and talk real talk. I do that on my Facebook page, real talk. This is what we go to. People don't want to listen to people sometimes that haven't been through anything. But so that's what that song is about. It's talking about where I am today, how God brought me through. I try to sing it from my heart and wanting to convince others that what he's done for me, he can do for you.
Exactly. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Well, Bunny, it was a real pleasure and certainly an honor chatting with you today. Would you mind sticking around for our Singing Flat segment?
Yeah, I don't like. Is that what it was about? Okay, that's a flat note right there. That reminds me of my brother Al did. Yes, I will stay. I'm honored.
I hope everyone will stick around for our Singing Flat segment, and then we'll close out the show with a listening party. But for now, here's the latest from Bunny DeBarge. God is good.
I trust in the Lord. I count it all joy when I'm going through.
God is with me.
I will not fear. I know God cares. God's with me.
God loves me.
I never worry, no. You are my strength. I have confidence. Makes all the difference in my life. And by faith, his amazing grace saved a wretch like me. God is love. The promise he gives me has transformed my life into victory. The promise he gives me has truly blessed my life more abundantly. There's no greater love. The price was paid, unconditional. I can count on you. The storm is over. The sun is shining.
Tears are gone away.
I never worry, no. You are my strength. I have confidence. To my heart, promises I can hold on to. God is good, he's wonderful, makes all the difference in my life. And by faith, his amazing grace saved a wretch like me. God is love, the promise he gives me has transformed my life into victory. The promise he gives me has truly blessed my life more abundantly. It is well with my soul. I'm completely restored. By his stripes I am healed. I have a mind of Christ. It's true. All the difference in my life. By faith, his amazing grace saved a wretch like me. God is love. The promise he gives me has transformed my life into victory. The promise he gives me has truly blessed my life. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good.
Nice. It's time for our Singing Flat segment. I'm going to welcome Robert Quarles of Rocky Productions, Music and Publishing, Comedian Royalty, Bunny DeBarge, and the co-founder of Vocals Music and Publishing and WVMP, my man, Rodney O'Waller. Unsigned artist Jay Twiz will also join us. And I'm going to invite my BFF, Natasha Dior, to help us out. Hopefully she can join us. As we're waiting for all of our callers to get situated, I figured we'd play this one just for fun.
JJ. You rock into a Headshots production.
Singing Flat, on WVMP.
It's something about the girl that just makes my head on a twirl. Oh, you got me want to tell all them other girls. There's nothing else better on this world. The moment I seen her, I was in shock.
Having a little fun. Who do we have on the line?
Royalty.
Royalty, what's up, lady? I'm trying to see who we got on the line. You know, this is my first show, so I'm trying to get a handle on how this whole thing works.
Cool.
I'm trying my best. How you doing today, girly?
I'm doing good, actually. What's happening? I heard that singing.
What did you think?
I love it. I love Bunny's new song, too, man. It almost brought me to tears, really.
I know. I love Bunny DeBarge. I totally fell in love with her the first time we talked. You know, she's just so inspirational, and I love her story. She's supposed to be joining us on the line here. Let me see.
I am on the line. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my. I'm here. I'm here, you guys.
I want to reintroduce everybody. Of course, I'm voice coach Sally B of vocalsmusic.com. This Cheryl, a.k.a. Royalty, is a comedian, and she's going to contribute a little bit of her recommendations and advice about the singers that we're about to listen to a cappella.
Robin, Rocky Quarles on the phone.
Oh, my God. And it sounds like we've also got Mr. Rock You Productions himself, music producer.
Yes, sir.
And
hello.
Music publisher. What's up, Rock You?
I'm here. I'm live. How you doing, Sally B?
I'm doing just great. So we got you. We got Bunny. We got Royalty. We got Sally B. And I think we even got the co-founder of Vocals Music, who happens to be my Valentine, Mr. Rodney Waller.
Ooh, hey, Rodney.
Yeah, how's everyone doing?
Big Rob, what's up, baby?
How's it going?
Good.
Bunny, your song is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I'm loving it as well.
Thank you.
Yes. I want to know just briefly if each of you can just share really quickly who you are and what it is that you do. Let's start with Rock You.
Hi, Robert, Rock You Quarles. I produce, I publish music. I've been doing this since the 70s. I go back to Switch. I'm almost afraid to say that. But, yeah, I go back a little ways. Work for Motown. I produce several people under Motown, Atlantic Records. I got a couple artists now that are getting ready to sign with Atlantic. So Sally and I go back. I remember meeting her when she was about 17 years old. I'm going to put you out there now, Sally, and see how old you are now. Let's just say we're going to start working with her daughter, who's now 17, me and my production. So that's how far we go back. But it's been an honor and a privilege watching her mature and grow in the business, as well as her vocal abilities. I'm really excited about her projects. I'm excited about her getting out here and helping other artists establish themselves. And I'm really looking forward to working with her and her daughter on our project coming up in March. So this is going to be fun.
Thank God for that. I'm so excited. It's awesome. So Royalty, tell us a little bit about yourself, girly.
Oh, I'm I'm Royalty. My name is DeSheryl Roy. That's my real name. But my comedian name is Royalty. I've been telling jokes for about 13 years now. I've got to work with Michael Collier, all the top comedians, and I'm just happy about it. I actually used to love Bunny and try and make myself look like her. Bunny, I actually met you in person on Soul Train. I was so tiny. My sister danced on there for 10 years. So I've always supported what you do. Yeah, you're one of my favorites. You're an icon.
Oh, well, thank you. I am honored.
And I'm still traveling the country, doing a lot of things. I'm still here in D.C. I'm living in Virginia now and just getting my comedy thing on. I got a book coming out probably the end of this year, early part of next year. And I've known Sally for about 21 years when I first came to Virginia from D.C.
Right.
So,
yeah, we go way back.
Yeah. I got a few projects I'm working on right now, and I'm happy to be on here with you, especially with you guys. Woo.
Thank you so much, Royalty. I got another caller on the line, but I can't quite figure out who this is. Is there a surprise caller on the line?
Hello.
Well, hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Who is this? My BFF. Is that Natasha? What's up, girl? You changed your number many times. I didn't know that it was you.
Oh my God, I was so excited to hear that Bunny was going to be on the show. Oh my God. Me and my sister used to do your songs. Oh my God.
Oh,
so excited.
Okay,
you're awesome. Your voice is awesome. It's still awesome. I loved Bart. So, hey.
Thank you. Did you like the little surprise ending that I had for you guys, for the fans, Share My World?
I absolutely did.
Great,
awesome.
Great.
I downloaded it yesterday. So I have
my
own copy. Yes, I
do. Oh, thanks for your support. Thank you. I thank you all for your support. I really do.
But, Bunny, can you tell us one more time, just in case they didn't hear it the first time, where we can get that music from?
You can get it from my website, www.bunny-debarge.com, or you can get it from Reverb Nation. I also have, you can get the book. Everything on the website, bunny-debarge.com.
Hey, Bunny, this is Rob Quarles, Rocky. Are you available for download on Amazon, CD Baby, and iTunes, or no?
I'm on Bandcamp right now, but yeah.
Okay.
I want to get on every place that I can get on, okay?
Okay. I just want to make sure I can refer folks, if you're on iTunes or CD Baby or Amazon.com, I want to make sure I can refer.
I'm on Amazon and I'm on iTunes.
Cool. I'll make sure I refer people. I'll put a link on my page to you.
Yeah, same here.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Problem. All right, everybody. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play to you some audio that some singers have submitted. We only have time for maybe two or three, maybe. And I want you to listen to it as if you are a voice coach just like me, and tell me what you would say to that singer after they finished with their performance, what you would say to them if you were giving them a consultation right now about their voice. Can you guys do that?
Sure.
No problem.
All right. Here is our first one. Her name is Lakia, but here's what we have with her.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I will always love you.
Are you sure you want a comedian to comment on that?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
We want the good, the bad, and the ugly so that they can know what they need to do moving forward.
This is what I hear. She has a good tone. Thought would be is that she might want to work on her breathing a little bit more, a little less vibrato. Some of her approach was pretty good. I mean, her attacks on, I like when she came into the eye, you could tell that she's had some coaching or some practice that she needs to just blare into it. But I'm thinking that she might want to work on her breathing and that vibrato a little bit. And I think the vibrato is because of the breathing. So I think that's my biggest thought on that. My big thought would be have her work on her breathing some more, and she'll be less nasal, and I think that'll give her more resonance. But I can hear a good tone. At least she's not singing flat. It's just, you know, she needs to work on her breathing. That's my thought.
Wonderful. What do you think of that, Bunny?
I think that she has a very strong voice. I can tell her voice is very strong. I would say she needed to work on her vibratos as well. And confidence. I think that if you do anything with confidence, you can put a pot on your head, and the next day they'll be asking you where you got that pot if you do it with confidence. So actually, I think her tone was good. She didn't sing flat. She needs more confidence and kind of like, I would say, her own individuality and working on the vibrato.
Gotcha. And let's see who else we have on here. Can we get something from Miss Royalty? What's your opinion? And Royalty, I don't have no peepers on here. Beep, I don't have none of that.
You know Samoa is who they compare me to, right? No. What I'll say is, yes, she does need to work on that vibration. No, I'm just kidding. The vibrato. And what I don't like about singers when they're trying to sing, Whitney Houston sings that song, and it sounds like she's stretching it, but she's really cutting it short. Everybody tries to go in, and take it until they pass out. So I think if she works on that, that'll be good. And she does have a nice tone, but I tell her to... No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry. I'm a comic. I can't help it. It's a joke. I don't want her to do that.
Oh,
God.
Goodness.
Don't beat me. She really does have a nice tone. So I know if you work with her, she'll be great.
I love you, Lakia, and I know this young lady for years and years. I happen to know her. We're going to move on to the next singer. You guys ready for this one? This is Samaj. And this is his singing. Here we go.
Summertime sadness.
Oh, my God, I feel it in the air to look from wise above. I'm sizzling like a snare, honey, I'm on fire. I feel it in the air, nothing scares me anymore. I got that summertime sadness. Just the summertime sadness.
Well, that was Samaj. What do you guys think of that? I hear somebody laughing now. What's so funny?
Can I speak? Okay, let me say this. Now, I said the other one didn't have enough confidence. This one has a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
A lot of confidence.
Michelle.
And a lack of knowledge. I would start him, and this is just real talk. I would start him out in kindergarten. I would actually say he does have the confidence. There was a lot of confidence in that.
Yes.
I don't know what to say. Was flat or what? needs to work on melody. I would actually give him a melody song, and I would even start with harmony, just melody, and
right.
Work on a melody, a real simple melody, and let him get that down. And
right.
With his confidence, I think he could do anything. Let's work on a melody.
Right. And Can you guys hear me okay? I would like to say this about Samaj, because I happen to know him as a client, off and on over time. And I actually have some unbelievable audio of him singing wonderfully. The problem is, Samaj, if you're listening, is that you got to continue to work on the things that we discuss, practice, even when you're not in session, and that when you're singing that you still need to work on just being really focused when you open up your mouth. It has to be just like what you heard in your head. We've talked about that a lot.
I think Samaj needs to, he's singing out of his nose, and then he needs to articulate his words. I don't know what the song was about at all. I didn't get one word. I just heard, you know, and if he articulates a little more, well, a lot more, then that'd be great. I'm sorry, Latia.
No. Hey, you know what, Latia, I had the same thought. His articulation could be better, and he was pitchy. So, but what Buddy was saying, he has a lot of confidence, and he sounds like he's going to be great singing original stuff. So I give him that. So, and that's a good thing. And I think he can be worked on. He's definitely redeemable.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
That confidence right there. That was a lot of confidence.
He followed direction. He'll be killer.
He's a great performer, by the way. I've seen him on stage.
We hear
so
it.
When you say confidence, that confidence comes out when he's live.
we hear it.
I have one more singer that I will share with you, and this one is probably going to kill me after I'm done playing it, but I thought it was beautiful, so I'm going to play it anyway. You guys ready?
Yep.
That's right.
Here it goes.
I've had enough heartache and enough headache.
All right.
I've had so many ups and downs. Don't know how much more I can take. See, I decided that I cried my last tears.
Oh, you can stop this. I know Tasha's voice anywhere. That girl's voice anywhere, she can go.
That's a great voice right there.
Oh, my girl's voice, where that girl can go. Please
that
believe.
Wasn't fair. You can tell she can go.
That wasn't fair to the other two. Sally, you wrong. That wasn't fair to the other two.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad you put them on first, but that's not fair. That wasn't even fair. I don't have nothing to say.
But I know that girl's voice.
Girl, I wasn't even doing nothing. That was just I don't even know where that came from.
Well, see, that's the bad part. That's not fair, Sally. You did wrong.
That was great.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, Natasha.
And then she gonna sing
Natasha.
Yesterday. Yesterday. Come on now.
Oh my God!
Yeah, sing about last week. You put the other two on last week. You can't do that to them. There's some margin.
Hey, Natasha.
Like, hey.
Natasha, you know I got a whole lot of audio of you. I got a whole lot of audio of you. Want me to play something else?
No,
don't do some margin in there like that.
That was good.
don't do them like that. They on the line crying and stuff. I hear them. Without him.
No, they shouldn't be. I love Samaj.
You know what?
At least she put her on last. At least she didn't come on behind her.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like coming on behind Bunny.
Exactly. That's like coming on behind Bunny. Exactly, Rock. Why you do them kids like that?
Singing a cappella is it's really a gift. It really is. You know, not to have music and be convincing and actually stay on pitch and let the people feel what you're feeling. You know, so
exactly.
For anyone to just come on and just say, I'm going to just sing and I don't have any music behind me, that's kind of hard to do sometimes. But I enjoy it. I started out that way, singing a cappella. And so when anybody tells me, I mean, if you're a singer and they say, hey, you're a singer, sing. You got to be able to do it. So
yep.
that's how I grew up, you know. Sing, you know, they put you on the spot, you know, so it's
right.
But it isn't an easy task at all, especially when you put on the spot. I was just looking at Richard Smalley's thing just before I called you. I was cracking up laughing. That's why I was a little late.
So
when he's talking about the man that how we're in church and we always act surprised when the song come on and it's up. Oh, I was just dying.
Yeah.
It was so real.
He is crazy.
It was so real.
And Bunny, just to let you know, I like Blackstreet's versions too after yours.
Oh, do you? I'm just honored that they all, you know, took the song. That was the first part I wrote on that song, was the bass part. So
wow.
Actually what a lot of people have sampled is the dun 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 dun, you know. And when we were starting it all, my brother Randy didn't understand it. He's like, I don't know what you singing.
They done played that on movies. They done played it at rehab centers. They done played it when people giving birth. They done played it when the baby coming out. Honey, I done heard that song. I think when I was born, the song was being played.
I was watching on Spotify the other night.
I am.
No, I'm serious. My mom was pushing me out, and the song was all I heard was dun 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 dun. I knew that. I was serious. And I was like, dang, Mom, like, really? You know. I couldn't talk, but I knew it was the barge, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, when I saw you on the Soul Train, and I was at Soul Train with my big sis, I was like, that's the song I heard coming out of Mama's womb. That's it. That's them.
Hey, everybody. I want to give a big thanks to all of you guys for being my guests today, Royalty, Bunny DeBarge, Robert Rocky Quarles, and, of course, my silent person who's on the phone, but he's a quiet, soft-spoken person. And it's
yeah,
my
she
husband,
needed to be after you played her at the end of them two kids.
Come on, Rodney.
Yeah, no, she needed
to. Rodney.
Rodney, you quiet, man.
Yeah, I'm the silent partner.
My
That's what I thought she was talking about. I was like,
Hey, Rodney, at least we don't have to break down any more bathroom doors. I'm going to leave that alone.
Oh, my God. That's a whole nother show, Rocky. That's a whole nother show.
Rock,
so look, you guys, I want to give a big thanks to you guys today. We're getting ready to start our little listening party, and what that means is I'm going to play music by unsigned artists, and I usually like to celebrate one or two, and then I'll just play some others that were submitted. But there's really only one that we're focusing on, and you guys are welcome to listen in, and then after it's over, tell us what you think. This artist I'm going to play, his name is Jay Twiz. He's local, and he's got a couple of songs. And I welcome you if you would like to just stick around and share your opinion. Are you guys ready?
I'm down, Sally. I'll be here for the duration.
Absolutely.
I got
you. Yeah, I'll be here too. Let me just get to the toilet. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to make y'all laugh. I'm not sitting on the toilet, really.
Can you mute it, though? Can you just mute that?
We don't want to run. We know it's
Bonnie, where can you mute it?
Everybody already knows that she's on the toilet. That's too late.
No, I'm off. I don't want you to hear the splash and be like, wow, Rock, you'd be like, and in his voice. And
Bonnie number two.
Different. How'd you get the splash in there? Like, no, I'm kidding. All right, y'all.
Rob, you are a trip girl. All right, we're going to take it to, Jay Twiz. We're going to listen to his music, and I encourage everyone to comment and let me know what you think after hearing him today. All right, here we go, everybody.
J-Twiz. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Let's start the party.
Most wanted. unsigned artist. We find them. You sign them. J-Twiz.
I can tell that we gon' hit it off. Yeah, you laugh, but it's light work. Booty is the truth, girl, you got some nice perks. Your body language got me out here trying to function. I even said a deal and leave a window with you. Girl, you got a chance, then give me your name. I don't like talking to randoms. We could turn up, it's all about proper plan tonight. Think about life, but I'm thinking tonight. Come through. The choice is up to you. Cause I'm about making my move. I'll be tripping off these chase sounds. Such a small sh**, no thirst, but I do like you. Girl, let me set the mood. Cause I'm gonna do what I do. Stick around a little bit, flash thing that you can do. I ain't got no chill. I swear I'm all turned up and I need a couple more drinks. I ain't got no chill. With a like that, like, hey, you ain't living with me. I ain't got no chill. You ain't got a man right now, so I swear that you're in love. I ain't got no chill. About to take you to the crib right now when we about to. Like, I ain't got chill, ain't got chill. Acting like I ain't got chill, ain't got chill. Acting like I ain't got chill, ain't got chill. Acting like I ain't got chill, ain't got chill. Acting like I ain't got chill. Yeah, girl, you a catch. That's a full bloom. You should have flowers on your dress. Trying to get you home quick. Damn, I should have copped the vet. Vibrations from the system. Surely get the thing wet. Like, ooh, about to pull all night there. Looking so young, I'm trying hard not to bite ya. Modeling them heels so thick, I'm inspired. And I know you ain't tired. If you are, then you fired. It's true.
The choice is up to
the
you.
Choice is up to
cause
you.
I'm about making
cause
my
I'm making
I
don't
be tripping off these chain sounds. With a small sh- no curse, but I do like you. Set the mood, cause I'm gonna do what I do. Stick around a little bit, plus thing that you could do.
I ain't got no chill. I swear I'm all turned up and I need a couple more drinks.
I ain't got no chill.
With a n- like that, like how you ain't living with me.
I ain't got no chill.
You ain't got a man right now, so I swear that you're in love.
I ain't got no chill.
About to take you to the crib right now when we about to.
Like I ain't got chill, ain't got chill. Acting like I ain't got chill, ain't got chill. Acting like I ain't got chill, ain't got chill.
The station with the
best
music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Vocals, music, and publishing. WVMP. J-Twiz.
In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ, hit me with another track.
Big ups, I've been blowing love. Honestly, I'm drunk as in this club. Ain't no love, lots of looking, lots of lust. They just trying to level up. Ball of status, that's what's up. Can't knock the hustle, get your cut. Girl, you about to switch it up.
The club like she rides like the Phoenix.
And when I drink it, I feel like a genius.
You ain't got no type, but girl, I am your type. I'm no longer that shiny. What thing you ain't gon' say to me?
Baby, it's getting too late. And I don't want no drama. Just wanna see your pretty face. I got that drunk persona. It's gonna go one type of way. Feeling on you, ain't nothing left to say. That's just my drunk persona. Can you handle it?
I'ma be the one to give it to ya.
Drunk persona.
I'ma be the one to give it to ya.
Can you handle it?
I'ma be the one to give it to ya.
This
I'ma be the one to give it to ya.
Yep, I've been holding up. Had a little in my cup.
Real me, females always find that they're respecting their honesty. Honestly, I'm trying to see if we can go there. No, just you and baby, oh yeah, I don't
Queen sex a love, but I know if I like it enough, I will be picking you up and doing the stuff that will keep me in touch with you. So if you bound that life, baby, won't you come through? Won't you come through? Cause we ain't got the time to fill up both of us. And this buzz I get could wear off real soon.
Baby, it's getting too late.
It's getting too late.
I don't want no trouble.
Cause I don't want no problems.
I got that drunk persona.
Baby, all I want is you.
Local composer, writer, videographer. I've seen his work. I'm already a big fan of J Twiz. His music is just everything that I love. Let me see what others think. I'm going to pull the callers in. Who do we have on the line? I tell you what, I think I have Rock You on the line. Let me hear his opinion. What did you think of J Twiz?
Okay, so very marketable. It's definitely what's happening now. I'm really digging the production.
Right.
I like his style. I mean, he's definitely got the tools. I mean, he has marketability, no doubt. Now, I think the second tune, he might have overused the auto tune a little bit on some of the high ends of his notes. Again, the phone's not really a good description of you don't really get a good idea of how people really sound on the phone, but from what I can hear, he definitely has the formula for what's happening today. So I would work with him. The guitar, it looks like the guitar was outside of the mix a little bit on the second song too. Again, it's really hard to tell about mixes on the phone because the phone is not the best medium to hear through, but to me, he has the formula. I don't know what he looks like, but from what I can hear, the production side, even the singing style, it's the formula of what's selling right now. So, I mean, to me, he's very marketable. Again, I don't know what he looks like. As you know, this is a pretty superficial world we live in, and looks sometimes counts more than talent. But
right.
If he has the package with the looks, he has the formula for the singing, the style's what's happening, that's what's up right now. To me, he got the package.
Right. I will say that his photograph is on the Blog Talk website. So if you're on the link, if you clicked on the link, you can see his photograph. J Twiz is flashing on there along with Bunny DeBarge and even you, Rock You. So if you want to take a look at him, he's a nice looking young man.
You mean you don't have my nice beautiful look. Picture on there?
And
I saw mine, but I'm going to take a look at this man.
Yeah, you don't have me on. I can sing.
So any other opinions that will help J Twiz become an even better artist or to help him be successful in what he's trying to accomplish with Music Biz?
Honestly, I think he sounds good, too. Articulation is key. I'm just one who can stand to listen to a song and the music is great and I don't know what it's about. So articulation, right. That's something Bunny does very, very, very well. Whitney Houston, people like that, if they listen to certain singers that or artists that are great at their articulation, you know what every word is being said. You can feel the word. You become the word. So, yeah, just articulation, but he sounds great.
Yes, yes. And I think, like I said, that auto-tune had a lot to do with the style. He, you know, some of the hook on the first song, I couldn't even understand what you were saying because the auto-tune was a little heavy, but... Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with what Royalty's saying. You got to be able to understand what someone's saying because that is what draws a person into the song. If they can relate to it any way, shape, form, or fashion,
yep.
If they understand what the singer's singing, then gives relative to it, and that's what draws the audience in.
Wonderful. And let me just check, is Jay Twiz on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Twiz.
Hey.
Man.
How you doing? I appreciate all the feedback from you guys.
Okay. I'm digging your show, man. You got what's going on today, man. You definitely got the formula down, man. No doubt.
Thank you.
Yep, you good, Jay. As long as you don't have buck teeth and one ear smaller than the other, you win. You know, because you got to look good. As long as one toe is missing off of one of your feet, you good.
No deformities.
At least have all your toenails, and then you win. Rock assign you.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I got you, man. You know, someone mentioned about the articulation since we have you on the line. My thought is the auto-tune was tight, but on some of the things, some of your hooks, like the main hook on the first song, I couldn't really understand what you were saying on some of the hook. And, again, the phone's not the best medium to hear through. So that being said, you know, there might be a lot more clarity to it if we hear it on a dumber medium. But from what I can hear on the phone, bro, it was very hard to distinguish what your hook was saying. But I think it was good because I got the feeling from what you were saying throughout the song what the hook was leading to. Or, you know, normally it works the other way around.
Right.
And on the high end, Jay, on the high end of songs, I think you have a nice voice. Show that joint off, man. You know, don't let the auto-tune overshadow what you're doing with your vocally, because a lot of that is, hey, you know, what I can hear that you got it. But don't let the auto-tune, I know the auto-tune is part of what's happening, you know, with the vibe of what you're trying to do, but don't let that overshadow your talent. You dig what
right.
I'm saying?
Yes.
But other than that, man, I think you got it, man.
Thank you.
Hey, Jay Twiz, thank you again for submitting your music and sharing it and allowing me to share it. I'm going to continue to play it every week, and hopefully other people will listen to it. And when you get some new stuff, just let me know.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Everything from my SoundCloud to Instagram to Twitter is all on my website, jtwiz.com.
All right, everybody, listen to this. I've got a few more to play. I want to thank everybody who joined us. Royalty, Bunny DeBarge, Robert Quarles, Jay Twiz, Rodney, and everybody out there who is a fan of Jay Twiz and Bunny DeBarge, and just everybody for their support in general for the show. We're going to be airing this on Sundays at 7. It won't always be a full interview. Sometimes it'll just be me playing the music of unsigned artists, and we'll do a little segments of singing flat. Anybody that missed the show will be able to hear it as often as they want to by going to blogtalkradio.com/WVMP. You can also find me vocalsmusic.com, and also I'm on Facebook/vocalsmusic. All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to say goodbye to all of my friends.
This is her third single off her 2014 EP, Love Finds Its Way. Out of Richmond, Virginia, this is our unsigned R&B recording artist, Erica J. Let's get her signed.
Let's get her signed.
Let's get her signed.
Let's get her signed.
They say you can't choose your family. I got your back for life. Your back for life. I remember clubhouse days that turned to Vegas night.
It was crazy. We would be in a session and all of a sudden it was a party. So many memories.
Came to make some music. Ended up making friends for life.
Short, man. The people that you care about, you better tell them now that you love them. Make sure they know. You know, you don't have to share blood to be family, you know what I'm saying? I love my people, yo. I love them like they family. They are my family. Late, great, Clef Dallas. I miss you so much, bro. Clubhouse kids, too many of y'all knew the name. My best friend Shawnee, yo, we go way back. All my DMV peoples back home, y'all know who y'all are. I love y'all, man.
Music and Publishing, WVMP.
My second family. My second family.
Prepare yourself for a mind-bending musical experience.
Let's take a trip.
Oh my God.
Pop and R&B composer. Kyle on.
He's back.
Let's get him signed.
Come over, senora, and don't let me go. I want ya, I need ya, I can't be alone. The way you're winding just won't leave my mind. Take my hand.
Nevada.
It's Kyle.
You're in the mix.
Hi, this is voice coach Sally B, and you're listening to Hump Day's unsigned pop recording artist out of Culpeper, Virginia, Alex Caruso.
Layaway.
Now we've been down this road before. My heart's not a thing you could buy in a store. But you keep staring at the curves of my body, telling me you're shopping for a certified hottie. But money don't interest me. I'm looking for another kind of currency. If you can't spend some time, invest your mind, then maybe you'll.
WVMP, vocalsmusic.com, where singers become artists. We find them. You sign them.